Sure.
I think we're coming along. I think me personally, I can do a lot better job, you know, just with everything, catching, running routes, blocking, just bring more to the table, be a better player for my team. And, you know, I think it's a great time to have a bye week just to sit back, go through the games that we already played, and just check myself out and learn to be a better player from it. I think, you know, come next week, we'll all be better. We get a time to step back. We definitely been in here, you know, before everybody else, like a week earlier. So it's a good time for us to have a bye week, step back, get a fresh breath of air, and just come back ready to finish the season out, finish these last 11 games.
Will you get a chance to enjoy yourself during this bye week? A lot of guys say they're going to sleep in, play some video games. What will you do during your bye week to enjoy yourself?
I'm leaving tonight going to see my daughter. So just chill with the family for a little while, a couple days, and come back out here, get up back out here a little bit early, relax, do the same thing everybody else doing, get some sleep. That's the main thing, you know. When you go to meetings at 7:30 in the morning, you know, you kind of just look for that one day when you could sleep in. Because during the week, even though you're off, your body's still used to getting up so early that you might go to sleep at, try to stretch it out, go to sleep at 1 o'clock. You still wake up at 7 o'clock. So I'm going to force myself to sleep as long as I can. Hopefully, I can sleep to like 10 o'clock. I'll be fine with that.
What do you think the biggest thing you guys got to do to get the offense on the right page here from the rest of the way?
Just don't go three and out, you know. I think we either have good drives or bad drives. I don't think we have anything in between and flip field position sometimes. Sometimes I think, you know, we go down and we score. We get on the field and go three and out. We have to do a better job of starting drives and at least getting something going. Even though if we don't score, at least flip the field for our defense to get them in better position.
Everybody talks about going into the bye week on a positive note. Obviously, that's not the situation here. But how different is it when you win or when you lose going into it? Does it really matter?
It definitely matters, just because when you go in on the loss, you think about it for 2 weeks, and you just think about all the plays that you missed or the plays that you could have had back or better. You just really want to go back to practice and get back on the field and get back to next week and have a game and win. You don't never want to go in a bye week on a loss, but unfortunately for us, that's the way it is. So we just have to deal with it and do a better job of winning, you know, before the bye week. So hopefully we will come back refreshed, recharged, and ready to go.
A couple more, guys.
What's stronger, the desire to get back to work and fix it or the desire to sleep?
Oh, definitely. For me personally, the desire to fix it. Because we were so close. You know, I think it might have been easier if we would have got blew out, you know, because it's just a bad game. But I think even with the mistakes we had, we definitely had a chance to win a football game. So when you lose on that note, you were just ready to go back and get back to the practice field.
Is that why you spent extra time on the jugs there out there?
No, I do that every day. If y'all interview coach and tech, just pay attention, I do the same things every day.
What would you and Ryan do during the extra week here to kind of
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Not during this week. This is the time we really need just to get our bodies back. You know, we've been running a lot, especially with the positions we play. We run a whole lot. So you need this time to get your legs back. You can do different things. You don't have to be on the field. You can still watch film and get mental reps of the things you can do to get better. You don't just have to be on the field. So me personally, I know I'll be watching the film of our first five games just over and over, just looking at myself and ways to get better.
What do you have one chance to do it all during football season that you'll just savor this week, do you think?
Sleep.
Yeah?
Sleep and play Grand Theft Auto.